The Coastal Resources Management Council has approved the lease agreement for the underwater land on which the wind farm will stand. The lease took effect earlier this month and will be valid for 25 years from the wind farm's start date.
I think I can finally say, Ambar, that I have all of the leases and permits that I need.
That's Jeff Grabowski, Deepwater Wind's CEO.
We finally have all of the permits that we need for the project.
Grabowski says more than 20 local, state, and federal government agencies reviewed various permits and licenses for the Ocean Wind Farm. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.